You know how I've tried every lifestyle on the planet when it comes to my dietary needs, right?
This is one.
No, I've tried veganism.
Oh, you have?
I have. And I struggled. I think I made it 6 hours.
Only 6 hours?
Because I was like, oh. All right, what can I eat? And I think I, for 6 hours, just ate vegan peanut butter.
You're so-
just spoonfuls of vegan peanut butter. That's all I did. I was like, I don't know what else to do.
I didn't know there was non-vegan peanut butter.
Well, I didn't buy Skippy is what I'm saying. Normally, I eat peanut butter frosting, which is Skippy because I'm addicted to it. But I was like, because I actually found one that said vegan peanut butter. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with this. And that's all I ate for 6 hours. I'm like, I don't know if I could do it.
Hey, it's 6 hours. Come on.
I'm very non-committal to things in my life.
That's one, a good
way
to put it.
XLC, Wes and Leah.
It's Gurney's Got It here, and we have Essential Kitchen and Cafe in with us, Chef Sean and Leslie. Welcome, guys.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having us. We're really excited to be here.
Absolutely. Now, while you guys are an all-natural vegan company, I want to say, don't tune out just because I'm saying vegan. You do. There are people that are passionate.
Very much.
One way or the other.
Yes. Like, yes, for sure.
And I'm the daughter of a butcher. So I tried to be a vegan once. And my dad was like, absolutely not. Like he was going to disown me.
Oh, when I first went vegan, my parents didn't even know what that was. So I'm Mexican. So that's just not a thing in my culture. My mom was like, my mom still 5 years later is like, here, eat some chicken. So
and you're like, mom, you're really just not getting it, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
But at Essential Kitchen, it's all about living in balance.
Yes.
And your guys's tag, happiness is inspired by goodness and what we eat and how we feel. So, new, as in you guys just opened.
So we opened in Gurney about 6 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. You're
very
fresh.
New. Yeah. But we have been operating as a kitchen for about 2.5 years. We were based in Barrington. We currently still live in Barrington. And we started out as meal plans and catering. So that's kind of our bread and butter. That's our specialty. But we opened this cafe with an advocate.
You're vegan. You can't say bread and butter.
Vegan butter.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
So tell us exactly what it is you do at Essential Kitchen, because Wes and I both took a test and we're going to talk about our results. I mean, you guys were here for what, 30 seconds and you're like, Wes, we need to talk about your pooping.
Yes. Well, I was looking at your videos and you guys talked about your poop and I'm like, okay, yeah, we got to have a conversation when I get there. We're totally vegan. We don't like to use the word vegan because, you know, it's a trigger word for a lot of people. We're 100% plant-based. We don't use any junk ingredients, no preservatives, no additives, no refined sugar. We're also oil-free and mostly gluten-free. And we are holistic. Now, the type of holistic medicine that we use is called Ayurveda.
Ayurveda. That's how you say that.
Yeah. I would have Ayurveda. That. A lot of people haven't heard of it, but it's actually connected to yoga. It's about 5,000 years old, so it's a lot of reputability to it. And basically, in Ayurveda, how they kind of help people and how you get diagnosed, how you get treated is through energy, through the elements.
Okay.
There is like different personalities within Ayurveda, and they'll figure out what your personality is. It's called dosha. It's either fire, earth, or air. And once we kind of know what your dosha is, it'll tell you everything. It'll tell you why you like certain foods, why you don't like certain foods, your sleeping patterns, your thought patterns, your work patterns. You're pooping. Your poop patterns.
It's one of my favorite pastimes.
And if something's imbalanced, you can figure out, okay, yeah, this is not imbalanced. What do I need to do to feel better? And you can make small tweaks. You don't have to go totally plant-based. It's not what we, you know, you're not going to walk into our cafe and we're not going to be like, go vegan. We're going to try and help you feel better.
Let me ask you a question when it comes to that. Would you rather the world kind of went more vegan?
I mean,
personally,
we're vegan for health reasons. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just from a health perspective, I would say yes. But like, that's not what we're ultimately about. It's about, you know, living a lifestyle that you can handle and that you want to live. Right. And it doesn't necessarily mean going vegan for everybody. But if we can help you go a little more plant based so that you can feel better digestively or you can get a little more sleep, you have a little more work life balance. And that's what we're here for.
Well, I bring it up because I'm worried. There's 7 billion people on the planet, right? Are we going to have problems with cows and pigs because we're all fighting for the same food eventually, that there's going to be a big battle and we got to figure this out amongst us all.
I mean, so as...
I don't want to be attacked by a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big.
As an environmentalist, that was actually my degree, my undergrad degree. So I would say yes. However, in recent years, I don't know if you guys have heard, they are trying to do like lab-grown meat. So, I mean, there's so much ingenuity going on right now, especially with like the Beyond Meat and all that stuff. So I think we'll be okay. We're going to figure out the solution one way or another. But, you know, like the reason why Essential Kitchen exists is just to help people feel better. That's what we're doing.
And, you know, we were talking about it off the air because like your diet and your gut health is, it has such a connection to your mental and your thoughts and how you feel. I mean, I'm just riddled with anxiety, always have been for as long as I can remember. And there is a connection there with my dosha type. Which, what am I again? I'm a...
When we looked at your test, it said you're tridoshic. I would say you have more vata.
Okay.
You're vata dominant, but being tridoshic is totally a thing. You can also be bidoshic. And the cool thing with Ayurveda, it's not... Yes, gut biome is huge when it comes to health and like mental health, but Ayurveda also encompasses just your general lifestyle.
Right.
You know, like how are you living day to day that's not necessarily helping you? And like what kind of small tweaks can you do that'll really help your mental health? That's like, the cool thing.
Like coming into this job.
Working with Wes.
Well, it says you're full of energy and creativity.
I'm full of energy.
Yeah, so vatas are usually pretty creative. Pittas can, you know, Wes, I think you also have some vata in
20%,
you. 20%, yes. Yeah. So vatas can be very creative. They're usually very cerebral. So like think about, so vata is air. What is the quality of air, right? It's, you know, more mental. You usually like to move around, but like more softly. And when vata is out of balance, it's very dry, right? It's moving too much, so much that it gets kind of frazzled. So
maybe that's why my skin's dry.
Yes, dry skin is very much a vata thing.
See? Or it's that you don't shower. I don't
know. I shower.
No, vatas.
Over showering dries your skin out too, Wes.
If you say so.
So pittas, this is why Wes doesn't have this issue. Pittas usually have slightly oily skin. They run warm, pinkish, like tones. You probably don't like sleeping with socks on. You run warm. You probably have like get a little cold. Like hands and feet are usually a little colder.
I wear slipper socks to bed. It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. And so like what you would want to do is for to balance your vata, right, is just be mindful of like, okay, I got to take it easy throughout my day, not move too much, stay grounded, eat grounding foods.
Okay.
Eat moisture, like moisture rich foods. Nothing, crackers, not good.
Crackers, no crackers.
Dry, right?
All right.
That's like a small thing that you can do.
We got to talk more. This is all very interesting. We got to talk more about the pooping and stuff, but we got to take a quick break and then we'll be back more with Gurney's Got It Next on XLC.
Wes, we might have to just cancel the rest of the show.
Just talk about this.
Is it just like, I mean, other people have to be this interested in it. Because, yeah, I could keep on talking about this. It's Gurney's Got It here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And we have Essential Kitchen in with us. They're a new kitchen / cafe. And it's all natural. Vegan. But again, like you said, that's a trigger word for some people. But can I just tell you? I tried the lemon poppy seed square that you brought in. Again, for my type.
Yep.
It's for my what do you call it? My body type?
Your dosha.
Or my dosha type, not my body type. I mean, kind of.
They sized you up on the net.
But you guys are all about making people feel better. So I'm going to post, all of this stuff on our socials, too, over 102.3 XLC on Facebook to get all of the details out there. But... you guys just open at the Center Club. How does the meal plan work? Because that's what I was just asking you. Like, all right, so what am I eating? I could sit here and eat this lemon poppy seed square for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. As good as it is, and it doesn't have any bad ingredients. Probably not what I want to do, but how does the meal plan options work?
Yeah, so with the meal plan, what we've designed is kind of like a three different options. So you can get 3 meals a week, 5 meals a week, or 10 meals a week.
Okay.
Some people even do 15 meals. They'll get the breakfast, lunch, and dinners provided from
taking
us.
Taking care of.
And it just depends on what you're looking for. Again, because we do the doshas, If you're Vata, we will try to give you foods that are going to balance your Vata. Same for Pittas and Kaphas. So it just comes down to talking with you about what your needs are. If you want breakfasts and lunches, or you just want lunches and dinners, we'll kind of design a meal plan for that. And we're very about fresh food, so we like to offer meal plans and pickups of two, basically.
Yeah,
so pick up on Monday,
yeah,
and then pick up later in the week,
okay,
so that everything is really fresh.
Gotcha. And it was super easy to find out what my dosha type was. I'll also include the link to the quiz that people can take online. What are some things that were important to you when deciding to offer the ready-to-eat meals?
I guess the big thing is just fresh, because a lot of times when you grab prepared meals, a lot of they're frozen dinners, mm-hmm, basically. So with us, we like to use whole foods ingredients. We like to make sure everything is fresh so you can taste everything. And because we don't use oil, that is a big thing with frozen dinners or,
yeah,
prepared meals that help it last longer. Because it's so fresh, we don't use oil. That's something that really stuck to us.
I would also say that, like, Sean has done an amazing job with curating our menu so that even though it's vegan, trigger word, it is really approachable. We get a lot of compliments on, you know, the familiarity of our dishes, but it's still kind of different because, mm-hmm, we're limited with some of our ingredients. You know, we have a shepherd's pie, we have a pumpkin chipotle chili, and it's not going to be like a typical chili, but people love it.
Still love it.
And, yeah, you know what, you say you use fresh ingredients, and I travel a lot, go to Europe all the time, and I'm always astonished at how much Europeans eat. These people never stop eating, and you,
right,
know, you always wonder, why are they not obese like we are? Because they use everything fresh. Everything,
yeah,
is made that day, and it's fresh. It's not boxed. It's not prepackaged like we have so much here in America. So, like,
no preservatives,
right,
no additives.
Right.
That your body doesn't know what to do with that stuff. It doesn't recognize it as food, so it gets stored as fat.
I'm just like, I'm sold. I am like completely sold right now. When are you guys open at the Gurney Cafe?
Yeah, so we're open Monday through Thursday. We have longer hours, so 9 to 2, and then I try to take a break from 2 to 4. And then we reopen at 4 until 7, and then Fridays and Saturdays we're open 9 to 2.
Okay, and then Sunday's closed. That's your day of rest.
That's Sean's cooking day.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's my day to get my stuff done.
I gotcha. Now, included in our goodies that we're trying, you have a very plant-based Thanksgiving. So you guys do things
events
for holidays. Yeah.
Yeah. We do events. We're going to be doing like talks and stuff. So we'll talk about nutrition. We'll talk about Ayurveda.
Okay.
In the future. But yeah, we like doing catering, and it's just to kind of get the community together.
Cool. We're running out of time, but I can continue talking to you guys. What is the best place for people to get more information?
So you can go onto our website. It is wfpbessentialkitchen.com. And then you can go on there. You can check out all the meals. You can contact us for any questions that you have.
Cool.
And we'll also have our locations where you can pick up our food.
Awesome. And if you want to try out Essential Kitchen, they brought in a $25 gift card. So I'm telling you right now, the little bit that I have tried, absolutely amazing. 847-336-1023. We'll take caller number 4. Before we let you go, though, real quick, what's your Gurney go-to?
Probably say Earthly Goods.
Earthly Goods.
Even though they're closing, go give them some support.
Okay.
And show up before Monday because they do close on the 31st.
Wow. All right. Good to know. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I'll definitely be seeing you again. 847-336-1023. Good luck.